Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalmi Psachim Daf Gimel. We're starting about the 13th line at the two dots with the words Hayotze Lefaresh and the Lonsur Daf. It's on Beis Amud Beis about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we think you talking about Bedikas Chametz. A Brisa tells us Hayotze Lefaresh Kodem Shloshim Yoim. If a person goes out on a sea journey more than 30 days before Pesach and it's Tzarich Livdaik, he doesn't have to Bedikas Chametz to his house because there isn't Chiyuv Bedika yet. Pesach Shloshim Tzarich Livdaik. But if he leaves within 30 days, he does have to check. That's because within 30 days of Pesach, there's already chiyuv bedika. Now, for the clarification, Hadad HaTemer, who said, b'shiyesh b'dayte lachzar, only if he plans on coming back before Pesach, so there's a difference if he leaves before 30 days or within 30 days. Aval ein b'dayte lachzar, if he doesn't plan on coming back before Pesach, afilu koydem shloshim yom tzarich livdaik, even if he leaves more than 30 days before Pesach, he still has to check, and this is all because he might end up coming back erev Pesach bein hashmashes, and it's going to turn out he didn't get rid of his chametz, and then he's going to be over by Yerubal Yimatzeh. Another clarification is, ubesafik. This is only if there's a safik whether or not there's chametz in this place that we're talking about. Aval bevadai, if there's for sure chametz in the place we're talking, afil Rosh Hashanah. Even if he left his house Rosh Hashanah time, he definitely has zubidika because there's definitely chametz there. And Rav Bar says afil yesh b'taytei lachzar. Even if the guy does plan on coming back, tzarich livdaik, he still has to do bedika. Shemi yimalich v'lo yachzar because maybe he's going to change his mind. He's not going to end up coming back. So b'chol zayis, he has to do the bedika. We continue discussing another brass that tells us I call him on bir chametz. Everyone's trusted regarding bir chametz, meaning everyone's trusted to say that we did a proper bedika. Afilu nashem, afilu avadim, even women and even slaves, even though they usually don't have an emunus regarding edus and other things, in regards to Bedikas Chametz, we can trust them. However, Yirmiyah says, B'Shem Rav Ze'era, the less kind of Afilu Nashim, we do not have this Girsa, Afilu Nashim. That's not correct, because Nashim Atzman, Ein Nemanis, women themselves are not trusted. That's a proper Girsa, not Hein Nemanis, but Ein Nemanis. Why is this Mnesh Ein Atzilas? Because they're lazy. V'Hein Baitkas Kalshu, and they check a little bit here, a little bit there, and they say, yeah, everything's Beseder, I checked it. And that's why we cannot trust women with the Bedika. We continue, Kusim, calls Mancha Oisin Matzasan in Yisrael, as long as they make their Matzos with Yidin, Nemanim Hein Albir Chametz, they're trusted regarding bir chametz. And eino isem matzasan im Yisrael, if they don't make their matzah with yedin, eino nemanim al bir chametz, and they're not trusted in bir chametz. And Rabbi Yosi clarifies, hadad etemar bebatim. This only said in homes, so they could be trusted regarding bdikas chametz. Avo bechatzeirois, but regards to courtyards, chashudin hein, we suspect them. The eino darshan, because they darshan as follows. When the pasuk says loy matzah batechem, that sa'ar chametz shouldn't be found in your houses, their drasha is loy bechatzeirseichem, that this is not including the chatzer. So they only check a house and not a chatzer, so you can only trust them regarding a house and not a chatzer. Now we explain why is it that we would or would not be able to trust the kusi, because Tani Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer call mitzvah shakusim noigin ba, any mitzvah that the kusim are noig to keep, hey medakni ba yater Yisrael, they're more medaktik in it than full-fledged yidin, and therefore as long as they make their matzahs with yidin, that means that they're careful about chametz on Pesach, so you could trust them implicitly 100% in regards to bedikas chametz. But if they're not making their matzah with yidin, so you can't trust them regarding bedikas chametz. And Rav Shimon, another clarification, Hadotemus was said, Barishayna, only originally, shahayum shukan b'kaifur nehen, where they were set in, they were settled in their village, so they were completely by themselves, and then you could trust them regarding any halachas that they do keep. They don't have mitzvahs, they don't have shiari mitzvahs, they're mixing with all the other nations, and they're not their own little clan, they're not their own group. They're not only chashud, they're suspect, but they're also makokal, they're going to ruin things, as you definitely cannot trust kusim. We continue discussing, where shayl, which literally means to ask, but it also refers to darshaning, to giving joshus and explaining the halachas of Pesach on Pesach, and the halachas of Shavuos on Shavuos, and the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos, and this is Bebeis Vad, in the Beis Vad, which literally means the gathering place, which refers to the Beis Medrash, and Gimel Beis on top, Shoyelin Koydim Shleishim Yoim, we actually start this drasha, this she'ilo, and this discussion of all the halachas of Pesach 30 days beforehand. Now, Shimon Gamliel, where he says, Shtei Shabbos is only 2 weeks beforehand, and Asu Rabbi Yochanan Krabbanin, Udechavrai Krabbanin Gamliel, the following member of Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbanin's Shita that it's a month before, and the following member of the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash explains Shimon Gamliel's Shita. Says, time in the Rabbanon, what's the reason of Rabbanon? Shekein Moshe, I'm in Pesach Rishon, Vayim Lehen, Helchus Pesach Sheni. Moshe Benu was at the first Pesach, Pesach Rishon, and he gave them over the halachas of Pesach Sheni. This refers to the famous story in the Torah, where there were people who were Tamei, they came to Moshe Benu, they said, it's not fair, we're Tamei, we can't do Pesach, what are we supposed to do? He said, hold on 1 second, let me go to Hashem. He came back and said, there's something called Pesach Sheni. Now, if he just wanted to tell them, don't do Pesach now, do Pesach Sheni, he could have said that. But instead, he gave them all the halachas and all the details of what to do. So it clearly teaches us that you're supposed to start learning and teaching the halachas of Yontef 30 days beforehand, because Pesach Sheni is 30 days after Pesach Rishon. Now, the Chavraya, Kirb Shimon Gamliel, what the Chavraya said explains Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shekein Moshe Oimin Rosh Chodesh, Varam Lam Hilchas Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu stood on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and told him about Hilchas Pesach, who's referring to the first Pesach, and that's 2 weeks beforehand, and that's Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita. Now, we get into detailed discussion at the end of our Mishnah. We had said, why is it that we have to check the Martev, the seller, if we said that we don't have to check any place that Chametz isn't brought into? And we explain, because the servant, the waiter, he goes into the martef in the middle of the meal in order to get more wine, and sometimes he'll have his bread with him, and he might leave it there, and that's why it has to be checked. How much has to be checked in the cellar, the Mishnah said? So machlekes beis Shammai beis Hillel, shtei shuras al pnei kol hamartef, two rows across the entire martef, and beis Hillel says, shtei shuras hachitzoinos shein al yoinos, the two rows, they're the outer ones and upper ones. Now, if you're using the Eis V'Hadar Gemara or Art Scroll, you're going to see a whole bunch of handy pictures over here, and if you're not using them, or even if you are using them, let's just have a little bit of visual of what this martef looks like. Imagine it's somewhat like an Excel spreadsheet where we have columns that are vertical and they go up and down, and rows that are horizontal, and then we have each section or wall of barrels. Let's say it's 10 columns by 10 rows and there's 10 sections. That's a total of 1,000 barrels. And here of Machlekes HaMoraim, beginning in how to understand Beis Shammai. Rav Chonah says B'Shem Rav that according to Beis Shammai, kol foy kamin gam, you so to speak peel it like a gam. Gam is a Greek letter gamma, which looks like our letter resh, and that's how many barrels we're supposed to check, which is basically the entire front section, the 10 by 10 barrels, 10 rows, 10 columns. That's called pnei kol hamartef, the whole front of the martef facing the door, and then the whole top row as well, like a resh, kind of like the outer wall of a house and the roof, that whole section has to be checked. Whereas Tony Bar Kapar teaches kol fol kamin shnei gamin, it's like two gamin, which is basically the same resh that we discussed just now, and the row behind it and underneath it. So the front two sections of 10 by 10 barrels have to be checked, and the top two sections, like the two roofs, if you will, those two sections of 10 by 10 barrels also have to be checked, so it's a double gam. And if you take a look at pictures Aleph and Beis over here, if you're using the Eis V'Hadar Gemara, they draw it very nicely with what the highlighted barrels and which sections have to be checked, according to Rav Chonah and Bar Kapara. Now let's say, Hayunosun be'emtza habayis, the martef is in the middle of the house, which basically means when you walk into the cellar, the wine barrels aren't shoved up against the wall, they're situated right in the middle of the room, you're able to access all the barrels that are located on the outer perimeter. In this case, we have to check more because the shamish could have gone to any of the outer barrels to refill them in the middle of the meal. And then Rav Chonah, you strip one chaluk, which is basically one row from the entire thing. It's the front, the two sides, and the back, and the top. The whole thing is basically peeled off because, again, he could have accessed that entire area. And according to Bar Kapara, we have to do a double. So mavshitai shnei chalukos. It's two sections that are stripped. It's the two front walls, the two side walls, the outer and the inner. That's on both the left and the right, and the two back walls, because again, according to Bar Kapara, you're always going two sections in, not just one. Now let's say, hayu asu madregas madregas. The barrels were situated like steps. It's not 10 rows of 10 barrels and 10 sections. If you see handy picture over here, hey and vav in the Eis V'Hadar Gemara, everything's situated like steps. So let's say all the bottom barrels, we have 10 rows going all the way back, and the top one, we have 10 barrels going across, but only 9 back, and then the third one is also 10 barrels going across, but going only 8 back, so it's like a step. One up, and then set back, one up, and then set back, so on and so forth. How is this going to be checked? Kofla gemim gemim, peel it by these gams, these letter reshes. According to Rav Chonah, you're going to check the front row and the one on top of that, and then again, the front row of the next step, and then the one on top of that, so on and so forth. And according to Bar Kapara, you're going to check the front row, and then the one behind it, and the one above it, and then the two behind it, and the one above it, so on and so forth. Because again, according to Bar Kapara, you're always checking double. Now we move on to Beis Hillel's Shita. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says B'Shem Chizkia, and Shimon Bar Va says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Then remember the Lashon in the Mishnah according to them was Shtei Shuras Hachitzoinos Shehinu Al Yoinos. What does that mean? Shura Hachitzoina Hiho Al Yoina Haroya Es HaPesach. The Shura Hachitzoina is the upper one which faces the door. So basically, in our original description, where we have 10 columns by 10 rows and 10 sections going all the way to the back, so this is referring to one row, the Shura Hachitzoina, which is the upper one. Basically, it's the top row which faces the door and faces the ceiling, or you could call it the corner row, if you will. So it's that row. The Es HaKayra Shelefanim Mimeno, also the Kayra, meaning also the roof row, dainu, it's the top row and the one set right behind it. Now, Tani, we have a Braisa that says Shelemata Mimeno, it's the row underneath it. So it seems like we have two different ways of understanding Beis Hillel. Either it's the top row and the one behind it, or it's the top row and the one underneath it. Now, by Mimeno, they want to say the Manda Amar Shelefanim Mimeno, according to Manda Amar, that you check the one behind the top row, Kal Shekain Shelemata Mimeno. For sure, you check the one underneath it because the Shamish, the attendant, the servant, the waiter, he has more access to the one underneath the top row because that's facing the door, and the way it's more likely he would go there. So therefore, you would actually have to check the second row set back from the top and the second top row. Whereas Man Demar Shalamata Mena, according to Man Demar Braisa, that you check Shalamata Mena, Halifnim Mena Loi, you do not have to check the one Lifnim, the one behind the top row, only the one underneath. And you can see the handy pictures over here labeled Zayin Ches and Tes. On the top, we continue discussing. Let's say Nishtamish Bechetzi Shura that he only used half of the row. So this is talking Shitas Beis Hillel, where for sure everyone agrees that top row has to be checked, but he knows that only half of the row was used and the other half was for sure not touched. Maybe the barrels were sealed and they're not ready to drink yet, so he knows for sure only half it was touched. Pshita, Oysa Shenishtamish, Yashla, Shalafinim Mimeno, Shalamata Mimeno. Of course, that section of the row that was used. We have to check what's behind it and underneath it, because that section we used, and for sure the Shamash could have put chametz there. And also that whole row itself, meaning again, that main top row, that definitely has to be checked, even though you didn't use the left side, let's say. You only used the right side. Still, if the Shamash ended up taking from that top row, he could have put his bread down on the section that wasn't used. So in essence, what we're saying is that the full top row needs to be checked, and half of the row behind and half of the row underneath the top row also has to be checked, because that's the half that was used on the top row. What's the question? What about the half of the top row that wasn't used? Do we have to check the half of the row behind it and below it, or no? I wouldn't have an answer to the question. Now, for the clarification, this whole discussion of where has to be checked was only said where there's space in between the sections, and so technically the Shamash has access to it and the chametz could be there. But if they're totally packed and there's no space in between the barrels, then he could just simply move the candle over them, and that's enough, because most probably there is a chametz there due to the fact that there's no space in between the barrels. Now the Gemara tries to suggest, it seems to be that we say from here that we're chayshesh the chametz falls. We tried to do that in the previous daf with many situations from a brayso that we had brought, suggesting, oh, we see from here the chametz falls, and every time we said, no, that's not a raya for one reason or another. So here we're trying to suggest that as well. If we're saying that you have to check all these areas only when the barrels are mechayelos, when there's space in between them, it must be because we're chayshesh that the chametz fell. However, once again, we say not a raya. Amar pechas deyafoy, ani oimer, I say that b'shasha sidron hechnas sham chametz. It's when they were organizing the barrels in the martef, in the cellar, that's when the guy brought chametz in there. That's when it might be chametz in certain sections, not necessarily because we're chayshesh l'nefila. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.